This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. The United Nations is tackling the crisis of global youth unemployment. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
The United Nations Youth Forum, held in New York February 1st and 2nd, has called for emergency action to help create more jobs for young people. Almost 70 million people under the age of 25 in the world are jobless. Meanwhile, 40 million young people enter the job market every year. The forum was organized by the UN's Economic and Social Council. It was attended by ministers from 21 countries and more than 800 young leaders. The goal of the forum was to support the youth employment targets of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. The SDGs, as they are known, have been adopted as a strategy for the next 15 years. One of the organizations leading the initiative for greater youth employment is the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the UN agency specialized on matters of work in the world. It's headed by a unionist, Guy Ryder. In an interview with UN Radio's Daniel Dickinson, Mr. Ryder emphasized the need to pay particular attention to jobs for young women.
Well, youth are disadvantaged on labour markets. Young women are even more disadvantaged. All of the evidence shows that the transition from school to work for women is much more difficult than for men. All of the evidence shows that women, where they are in labour markets, are often segregated into undervalued and precarious areas of work. So if we're able to make a difference across the board in this youth initiative, then clearly young women are going to benefit more than proportionately. That said, I think we have to tailor some of our activities to meet their specific needs as well.
How will you tailor your activities?
Well, I think this begins right at the beginning of the story in educational systems. It means making sure that women do have access to the sorts of opportunities that young men generally have. It means addressing all sorts of areas where women find that they are blocked in our societies. Education is one. Legislation, which simply does not guarantee them equal opportunities or equal reward for the work that they do, are others. Valuing unpaid care work is another area. There is a massive panoply of areas, but I think that we have to depart from the ambition that our task is not only to get young people into labour markets, we have to give equal opportunities to young women and young men across the board.
What can you tell a young woman who comes to you today and looks at your global initiative and says, that's not going to make any difference to me?
There are no miracles. I cannot talk to anybody and guarantee them that we're going to change their future. That's not the way things work. What we can say is that we are trying to marshal all of the capacities of the international system. We are trying to marshal the political will already expressed by national governments.
Attending the Youth Forum in New York were representatives from 19 UN agencies. The agencies have come together to create a strategy called Decent Jobs for Youth. It's the first time that employment for young people has been addressed by common action across the United Nations system. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, one of the largest labour movements in Africa is about to become even more organisationally complicated. Worker meetings are being conducted across South Africa as a prelude to the creation of a new labour federation. The country already has four labour centrals. The largest is COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which is closely aligned with the ruling African National Congress, the ANC. The second largest central is FEDUSA, the Federation of Unions of South Africa. And then there is NACTU, the National Council of Trade Unions, plus CONSAWU, the Confederation of South African Worker Unions. All these labor centrals are members of the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, which represents national labor centrals at the world level. The new labor federation is being organized by nine unions, including NUMSA, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa. NUMSA is the largest union in the country with more than 340,000 members. A prime mover in the creation of the new federation is Welinzima Vavi, a former general secretary of COSATU, who was expelled from his position after an affair with a subordinate COSATU employee. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.